You know, some people think I'm a little strange. Other wrestlers think I'm a little strange.
True that.
In fact, a lot of wrestlers don't even want to wrestle the Anvil. Why, I don't know. Is it because when I pick a guy up for a body slam and I slam him to the floor, maybe it's too much for them. Or when the Anvil climbs the top rope and pow, comes down upon people, maybe they don't like that. Maybe that hurts. I love hurting other wrestlers, especially real big wrestlers and real big challenges. Because I like a challenge.
Welcome, everybody, to Juice Pro Wrestling, episode 20, the epic episode 20, The Return. You've all been wondering what our very special guest was going to be tonight. Coming from the depths of the JP Dub roster, the one, the only, fresh off his suspension,
Butch Manley, the Grim Reaper,
presented by Juice Pro Wrestling. Butchman Lee, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
How's it been since your suspension?
It's been a dark time.
It has been dark. You've been having all these dark prophecies.
I have.
Oh, man.
Yes. And after the show, I got to stop at Walgreens to get a Thinking of You card for Hulk Hogan.
No, we do not. So Butchman Lee's back in the studios at the Green Door Studios on Main Street in Hobart, Indiana. And he's had this thing going on now for, he's kind of like the Dr. Death, the Grim Reaper of professional wrestling. You want to give us a little backstory on that?
Yeah. It started, who did it start with? Vader. I had Googled how much it costs to do an interview with Vader and then
he's dead.
2 days later, he died. I gave Sretton the Nikolai Volkov figure, yes. And a week later he died.
Poof, he gone.
And then just last night I sent you a YouTube link to a match between the Hart Foundation and the Rockers.
Which I did not watch yet because I was sleeping.
Where the Rougeaus.
The Rougeaus!
And so then I was thinking, I was like, man, maybe I should grow my goatee out like the Anvil.
Yeah.
And then I'm at work today and I get a notification that, boom, he died.
Yeah. Who gave you that notification?
Secret source.
I thought I did.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
He didn't watch. He didn't look at it either. He's paying me back for that YouTube video. Yeah. So, sad story. Today, in the world of professional wrestling, this was a couple days ago, you know, because it's Wednesday today.
Right.
So, on Monday, legendary WWE professional wrestler Jim the Anvil Neidhart, or as I like to call him, Juice the Anvil Neidhart. Oh, yeah. Tribute! Passed away, apparently. What did it say he passed away from?
He fell down.
And he couldn't get back up? Yeah. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. No disrespect. I really
could have saved him.
Yeah. I really dug the Anvil. You know, I mean, he's part of one of the most classic tag teams of the 80s, you know, the Hart Foundation.
Do you know how he got the nickname the Anvil?
Because he looked like an anvil?
No, when he was wrestling in Calgary, Stu Hart wanted to get him publicity. So he told him he would give him $500 if he entered a contest.
Did he have an anvil?
And win. And he threw it 11 feet 2 inches and won the contest. So
damn, I thought he was going to like tie it to his dick and see if he could do it.
his nickname before was The Animal, and he changed it to The Anvil after that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Road Warrior Animal, come on.
Right.
You know,
and George the Animal. So.
Yeah, there's and Batista the Animal.
By God, so many animals. We got snakes. We got tigers. We got the
craziest shit you've ever heard of. So getting back to Jim the Anvil Neidhart, he was born February 8th of 1955 in Tampa, Florida, and he died August 13th, age 63, in Land O'Lakes, Florida. That's Land O'Lakes. It's butter. Chicken and blessings. Cause of death, it clearly says falling. He was married to Elizabeth Hart and divorced in 2001 and married in 2010 to somebody I don't know. But we all know his famous daughter, Natalia Neidhart, from the WWE, or as we like to call here at JP Tubb, We Were Entertainment. Oh. Money, money. Sretton, cue that in. Build height, 6'2". Build weight, 281 pounds, which I thought he was a 300-pound guy.
Yeah.
He always had that beer gut.
It was building.
Him and Scott Norton in the Sheik have, right. Maybe we should just do, a tribute to the biggest.
Beer bellies.
Yeah.
The most steel guts in all the professional wrestling.
Hey, for a 300-pounder, though, he could give a really high drop kick.
Yeah, yeah. I remember his drop kicks. They were pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He was trained by Stu Hart, which, hey, he was probably trained back in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And he was actually, I believe, yeah, he was married into the Hart family.
Yeah, he married Stu's daughter.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
So Brett's sister.
Yep. So there you go. Of course, we all know and love him for his tag team, the Hart Foundation, in the 80s and early 90s with Jimmy, Mouth of the South. Hart, oh, yeah, baby. Come on, baby. God, I like Jimmy, but I hate him at the same time. Him and Bret Hart, tag team champions, right? How many times in WWE? Championships, yeah. And accomplishments.
Wasn't he in another tag team though? After Bret.
Oh yeah, remember he was with man, shit. Didn't they put him with Owen?
Beware. Oh,
and
oh, it was like the New Hart. No, because the New Hart Foundation had Bret in it too.
Yeah,
that was like the Bulldog.
Speaking
and
of
Pullman
that,
and,
I if you guys are on Twitter and you're following us at JP Dub Podcast, you'll see I retweet a lot of stuff that's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And today, I forgot who it was that posted this tweet, but it was a picture of, the new Hart Foundation, talking like Attitude Era and shit. And Bret is in the middle, and he's the only one alive out of Brian Pillman, Owen Hart, the British Bulldog, and now Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
Well, and you think...
dropping like flies.
Well, then Yoko was tag team partners with Owen, and he's gone too.
Yeah. But getting back to tag teams he was in, I believe, yeah, he was with The Rocket, Owen Hart. Was that with Coco Beware?
No, that's...
Because I think Jim the Anvil Neidhart came back with him.
High energy or high voltage or something
when
he's with Coco Beware?
Man, it was crazy. They're just they should have just let him go and do a singles run.
That was about
run.
As good as Aldo Montoya, the Portuguese Man of War.
Yeah, let's see. He was inducted into the Canadian Wrestling Hall of Fame, as he should, with the Hart family and... Also by himself. Let's see, Stampede Wrestling, which is Stu Hart's promotion from back in the day. He was an international tag team champion twice with Hercules Ayala and Mr. Hito. I don't know how to say the first one, so I apologize. Stampede Wrestling Hall of Fame. More notable promotions that you guys may have noticed. Mid-South Wrestling, which I've been watching a hell of a lot of on the WWE Network. And let me tell you, man, it's great.
He was the tag champ with Butch Reed there.
Butch Reed, yeah, dude. Yeah. Butch Reed was the shit, man. Also went on to tag up with Ron Simmons, remember from Doom?
Yeah, yeah.
And who was their manager?
Mr. Fuji.
No, not Mr. Fuji. No. You know who it is. Player. Let me holler at your player. Teddy Long, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like WCW's version of the Slickster.
Right.
Memphis Championship Wrestling, home of Jerry Lawler. He was the Southern Tag Team Champion there with the Blue Meanie. Wow. I don't know how accurate that is, but, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Championship Wrestling from Florida. He was the NWA Southern Heavyweight Champion. He was also the NWA United States Tag Team Champion. With Crusher Khrushchev. I forgot that dude. Crusher Khrushchev or however you say it. Forgot about that guy. And then, let's see. WWE years. Doesn't list. Oh, wait. World Wrestling Federation. Tag team champion twice. That's what I thought. Yeah, feud of the year with the Hart Foundation versus Stone Cold Steve Austin in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Shout out to Dave Meltzer. Gets all the hate. Undeservedly. So.
I think it does.
Yeah, we all deserve a little bit of sprinkle. Yeah, so those are just a few of the Anvil's accomplishments. I always kind of dug him because he's just a stockier little dude, tough. And he always had that badass beard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just found a story. According to TMZ, Jim Neidhart's wife, Elizabeth, told investigators
Elizabeth. That
Jim was having problems sleeping and got out of bed to adjust the thermostat.
I'm going to go take a fall, baby.
And then Ellie said that Neidhart went to touch it.
What are we talking about here?
He turned weirdly as if he was about to dance.
As if she was about to touch it.
Yeah. And he was about Been to dance, while. Then fell into the wall and ground. She immediately dialed 911, believing he was having a seizure, something he was taking medication for.
It wasn't sex.
And then Neidhart had a 4-inch gash on his face when EMTs arrived.
Damn. So, yeah, he was probably like blunt force trauma or something. Yeah. Man, he was old. That sucks, man. You know? Jim the Anvil.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man. Tribute.
Tribute!
Moving on, getting into some wrestling news here. Kind of giving you guys a little taste of what's to come with All In. Now, they've announced an updated card, which is at the Sears Center September 1st, and you can watch it. Where can you watch it? On the Fight TV app. You can watch it on the first hour for free on WGN America. You can also get it through the Ring of Honor Honor Club. So if you have that, you're definitely going to want to check out All In. Let me get these pictures pulled up that I saved for you.
I did hear that Kenny Omega is going to be fighting Pentagon Jr.
Yes. Oh, don't spoil the fun, son. Here we go. We're going to run over. We're going to run over for you. There's going to be the Briscoes will take on SoCal Uncensored, which should be good. The Over the Budget Battle Royal, which currently features Colt Cabana, who is suing CM Punk, All Ego Ethan Page, Jordynne Grace, which I'm guessing is a woman, Moose from Impact Wrestling, Rocky Romero, and more to be announced. A four-way match with Britt Baker, who is the daughter of the Dynamite Kid.
Really?
Yep. No joke. Versus Chelsea Green, which most of you may know from Impact Wrestling.
She's dating Zack Ryder.
Yep. Yeah. Ryder! All night long. Versus Madison Rain versus Tessa Blanchard, JP Dubs' newest sweetheart.
Madison Rain entered the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that too. Six-man tag team match. Kota Ibushi and the Young Bucks. The Golden Elite versus Bandido, Phoenix, and Rey Mysterio. That's going to be a good-ass match. Adam Hangman Page versus Joey Janela. He's like a CZW guy, deathmatch dude. I think he actually just wrestled Schlack. For those of you who don't know, check out Schlack187 on Instagram. He down. ROH world titles being defended against the winner of the Battle Royal and the champion being the Black Machismo, Jay Lethal.
Yeah, I saw he shaved his head.
Yeah, I don't really like that. Okada versus the villain Marty Skrull. Kenny Omega, as you said, versus Pentagon Jr. Super awesome match. Yeah. This is all happening in Chicago, you know?
Right.
I still haven't heard any word yet as if I'll be volunteering or not. I applied for that. I don't know if I talked about that last week or not, but yeah, I'm trying to volunteer for the StarCast weekend before All In, like where all the wrestlers and podcasters, all that shit will be.
Are you going there to have a picture with the ghost of Joey Ryan?
He's back.
Well, they have photo ops, and they're listed as like photos with the ghost of Joey Ryan.
What is it, like an empty condom or something? Joey. We love you, Joey Ryan. And of course, Nick Aldis, the NWA World Champion versus Cody Rhodes. Speaking of the NWA, shout out to Big Ed the Assassin, who is at the Smashing Pumpkins show. He's watching the owner of the NWA.
Yes, because right Billy now. Corgan is the one.
What was that?
Billy Corgan's the one that announced that Nick Aldis would defend the title.
Yeah, that's. Have you been watching any of that build up on that?
I've caught glimpses.
It's cool, man. YouTube, you guys can check out the 10 Pounds of Gold series they're doing, and they kind of blend in with Cody and the Young Bucks from All In and Being the Elite. They do the build up story, like Cody challenging for the NWA World title has been nothing short of fantastic. A lot of the build comes from, of course, you know, Cody wanting to win it because his dad Dusty was the NWA champion. So there's that, and they did the storyline. Well, he couldn't wrestle if he wasn't either New Japan World Champion or ROH World Champion, and he lost both of those matches. So they had to renegotiate and shit, and just how they did the build up to this. If you watch the episodes, you guys can go on there and check it out. So I ain't gonna explain it to you, but it's really good. It's really well put together, man. And, you know, as always, watch Being the Elite. I mean, you got to. New episode every week. It's the greatest shit. The episode 117, I think, I just watched.
Damn.
Yeah. The Elite. The Elite. That shit's just fucking sick. Tons of, like, it's called These Boots Were Made for Talking. And Adam Page, you know, he stomped Joey Ryan to death with those boots and shit. And the phone he beat his dick in. yeah, this is what really happens on the show, kids. Tell your friends. His boots were talking to him. He's like having like nightmares. He's waking up, you know, and his boots are sitting there. And he's like, these are the boots that you stomped Joey Ryan's dick in. Like, you fucking killed him, man. Like, it's just crazy shit. So check that shit out. But yeah, as far as All In goes, that's all I got really for an updated card. So as always, follow Instagram and the JP Wu on the Facebook group, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on.
Can you tell me one more time who Okada's fighting?
Marty Skrull. Skrull. Yeah. It's so hard to say.
Isn't Marty Skrull.
Marty. I just call him the villain, you know. Marty Skrull. How do you say it?
Skrull.
Skrull. Marty Skrull.
Yeah. You always want to throw the R in.
I know. I always want to butcher his name. But I like him a lot, so we're sorry, Marty. I'm sorry, Marty. Yeah. You got anything going on in the news?
I mean, we got SummerSlam this weekend.
Oh, Brian Christopher, too. He gone.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
SummerSlam is this?
That was last week.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
What's going on with SummerSlam? A match, a card no one cares about? Lesnar and Reigns?
Yeah. Quick rundown. You got on the pre-show, boo-boo. Rusev and Lana versus Andrade Almas.
Andrade Cien Almas?
Zelina Vega.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. She's a fire, though.
Then we got Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. No, that's when you go take a piss.
Beep.
Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah. WWE does like four matches a year. Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak.
Drew Gulak.
The Bludgeon Brothers versus The New Day.
Oh, man.
Nakamura versus Hardy for the U.S. Championship.
Is it Hardy?
Yep.
I saw some about R-Truth was challenging him.
That's a repeat match. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins, repeat match. Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
Oh, yeah, there's
that's a match that's already happened too. Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey. In my opinion, Rousey already peaked in the WWE.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I like how I think she'll get good.
I don't know. She looked better in her debut.
I mean, she's no Tessa Blanchard, who, by the way, speaking, if we're going to speak of news coming from Impact, their set of TV tapings they did over the weekend, Tessa Blanchard actually wins in a triple threat match versus Sue Young, who is the champ, and Allie wins the Knockouts title for the first time. So for those of you that were hating, saying she was kind of getting, when she came in, she lost a few matches, you know, to start, but she's like a badass.
Right.
She's top tier independent. Woman, professional wrestler, in my opinion. She's fucking awesome. So, yeah, shout out to Tess.
Then we have AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
And we have Kevin Nash on Twitter saying, can't remember a SummerSlam this stacked top to bottom ever. That's how he said it. Can't remember a SummerSlam this stacked top to bottom ever. Really looking forward to watching it Sunday.
That's got to be sarcastic. That doesn't.
I hope it is because he's
terrible.
He's been doing too sweet. You know, the NWO reunion might happen October 27th.
I think it's going to happen on the Jericho Cruise.
That's very. Yeah, you told me that. I didn't even think about that. It was kind of really obvious.
Yeah.
You know, Hogan saying it's big, and I watched a couple of videos that they put out with Hall and Nash talking
about
it.
None of them are under contract to WWE, so.
Well, that we know of. I think Hogan might have something.
I think they just reinstated him in the Hall of Fame.
We'll see. He keeps saying shout out to WWE Universe and all that.
He's trying to get somebody to like him.
Everybody loves him.
Hey.
Come on, Butch Manley.
Hey, Hogan.
You know, just because you took those pads, now you think you could talk all that shit.
Hey, those are podcast enhancing drugs.
A little backstory on the reason for Butch Manley's suspension, but now he's back just pounding Yingling.
That's right. I'm thinking of you, Hogan.
Thinking of you.
Breaking news.
Wrestling Observer reports Ronda Rousey addressed the passing of Jim the Anvil Neidhart at the start of tonight's Raw.
Ronda got some chunky
thighs. I wonder what she had to say. Well, tonight's Raw. You know, this was obviously Monday's Raw.
Right.
Holy shit. So when I was talking earlier about Brett being the only one alive, there's a picture right now. Shout out to Ruthless Aggression Era Podcast on Twitter. You can follow them at RAERAPODCAST. Did you like I spelled it out? It just made it more difficult.
Right, right.
But they got the Hart Foundation standing in the ring, and everybody is black and white, like the whole colored out, except for Brett. And they're all holding their hands high. It's got Owen on the end, the Anvil, Brian Pillman. Then there's Brett. And then the British Bulldog, David Boy Smith.
That's sad.
Memories. It is sad.
I just want to say right now that I hate that The Undertaker got an Instagram.
I know. What the fuck?
Like, he's posting pictures that he's at, like, the Post Malone concert and stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Hate is going to hate, but.
End your career.
Just yeah. Hey, this Thursday on Impact, LAX and the OGs take things to the streets. Sammy Callahan faces Pentagon Jr., his brother. Did you know they were brothers?
No.
Him and Phoenix?
Mm-mm.
I didn't know that until, like, maybe a couple months ago.
Like,
and it still shocks me. No, they're real brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
Lucha Underground got me all fucked up. Yeah, dude. They're fucking amazing. So we got on Impact coming up Thursday, we got the OGs, which is the original LAX, Homicide and Hernandez versus the current LAX, Santana Ortiz. It looks pretty badass. The promo for this picture is like all gangsta NWA looking shit. That's one thing I will say about Impact now with the new regime. Their promotion, everything has gotten a lot more badass. You know, it's kind of like adapted and along with the talent roster,
man. It's going to take a while for them to gain any momentum because they lost a lot of their fan base when they turned to shit for
a while. But they're gaining it back. They're like a 1.5 million followers now, finally, and they're putting out good content, man. It just sucks that their time slot, man, they're going against football now.
Right.
And what night is a good night for TNA Impact? Well, not TNA, Impact Wrestling. It's so weird,
right.
You know?
GFW. But,
yeah, what do you guys think out there in the JP Wu? What would benefit Impact the most? Like, what night? Obviously, you can't go head-to-head with Raw. You know, Tuesday night, you can't go head-to-head with SmackDown. Wednesday night, they have NXT on the network, but you also have Lucha Underground, who they're partners with.
Right.
And then Friday, I remember them doing a study when they went, back when they were TNA, they tried Fridays out, I think, for a little bit. And then SmackDown did, too, for a while, for a couple years. It just didn't work out. They're like, who was watching wrestling on a Friday night?
Yeah, everybody's out doing something.
Yeah. Maybe bring back Saturday.
Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings or, like, Saturday nights?
Saturday
mornings. I'll watch Impact before I go out to the bar or something, before I go to Three Monkeys and have a delicious cocktail. Butch Manley hasn't experienced Three Monkeys, but he will.
I kind of want to challenge you to
It's a challenge. Let me get through this thing real quick, and then you can make all the challenges you want. Because you'll really like what I have to say with this. Because Thursday is also the debut of Scarlett Bordeaux. Her new show on Impact, The Smoke Show.
Yeah.
Man, what do you think about Scarlett Bordeaux? That's what he thinks, ladies and gentlemen. High five! He just thought in his pants. Poof.
It's a side effect of the...
Yeah, he's a little RVD 420. Mm-hmm. The whole effing show. And then the NWA real quick, too. The sun shines on the NWA and the man holding the 10 pounds of gold. Nick Aldis as he marches on to face Cody Rhodes at All In. Like, it's just epic shit. It's like old school shit, how they promote.
Right.
And I love it, man. It's like straight to the point, you know? Yeah. So that's pretty much it as far as news goes for me. What about you? You said you had some little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I was thinking, I know you like stirring the pot on social media.
I don't stir no pots. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm not a heel.
Yeah. How many wrestlers have blocked you on Twitter? And
this was the old Twitter.
Excuse me. Shout out to Tony Squires. I was thinking about doing something called wrestler replies, and we could keep tally on how many wrestlers actually reply to us on social media. But it has to be direct. Like, they
like
have
a competition?
Yeah.
You want to compete?
Yeah.
All right.
I had Peyton Royce and Velvet Sky reply to me in the past.
Did they all tell you you were real creepy?
They're like, get out of my window.
I bet they were. Like, why do you have a disposable camera? It's dark out.
It's 1999.
Oh, man. I would love to do that with a disposable camera.
I mean, you know, maybe we could do that. We could, we got to get Sretton in on this, though. Sretton's slacking.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he ever going to show
up? His ghost.
He's dodging me.
He is. So it's not really a full on return yet, you know?
Yeah, I've been
missing. We got to get the triple threat.
Andre,
Sretton the Savage. We miss you, brah. Come back soon and go hell.
And I think Big Ed the Assassin has been dodging me too.
Big Ed the Assassin, he's out there partying with BK Corgan. I'm thinking of chicken fries.
Yeah. My nephew's dad is buddies with Billy Corgan.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah,
maybe,
that's
maybe
right.
One day we
yeah.
can get him on the show.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk about NWA and all that shit in the Smashing Pumpkins, and I'd be like, despite all of it. I would love to do that with Billy. He seems like a nice boy. You know, maybe talk about some Black Sabbath as well. Speaking of music, real quick, while we're on that, shout out to Tom Lounge's record bin. I said wrecker. Tom Lounge's record bin, located downtown Hobart. Was there the other night, picked up some really cool vinyl, and he hooked me up with these old school free sampler tapes. Like it's called The Corner, which for some reason I kind of remember having one of these back in the day. But it's got bands like Helmet, Body Count, you know, fucking Ozzy, Cheap Trick, Dokken, Sex Pod, Queensryche. You also got one with Primus, Typo Negative. She's got a date at midnight with Nosferatu. You got Danzig. And Iron Maiden. Dream Theater, Steve Vai, The Misfits, Overkill, Bruce Dickinson. He's just all over this. Like, I'm Bruce Dickinson, and I'm going to fucking be Iron Maiden on the same sampler. Taking up a lot of space.
See, Bruce Dickinson.
Halloween, who I know Chris Jericho is a huge fan of. He's got matching Halloween tattoos with somebody. What else we got here? We got Concrete Music Block. Is it blog or block? I think it's block. This is a good one, man. Rollins Band, Liar. Infectious Grooves, Violent and Funky. What else we got on here? That's pretty much it. But that's cool, Tom. I'll take all the free shit I can get. Thanks. Everybody needs to go buy some records at Tom Lounge's record bin. They got a lot of good shit. Jared, what did you pick up?
The Pile Driver album.
Hell yeah, the OG pressing,
that's
too.
That's right.
Pile Driver! Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be looking at that album cover while I sign my card to Hogan. Thinking of you, Hogan.
No, you can never think of Hollywood. The more JR thinks about wrestlers, the more they perish, and we don't want them all to die. Speaking of perish the thought of the Headlock on Hunger.
Yeah, they didn't promote at all this year.
Like, I don't feel like they did because I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I didn't.
But then
find
again,
out until the day of,
how do you promote
it?
Eugene, a guy who played? That's I was watching What Culture, the 10 like worst WWE gimmicks that
got
over.
Got over. Yeah, I watched that.
And Eugene had to have been number one.
Oh, yeah.
And he was. I mean, what the fuck were they thinking, dude? Come on. I mean, that guy now, and Nick Densmore, he was in ECW.
Yeah.
He's a
good
wrestler.
Yeah,
but that whole gimmick, it's like, that's what's wrong with WWE. Like, they just will throw any dumb shit like that out there.
It's whatever Vince finds entertaining.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what the fans
you know,
want.
So a guy coming in acting like he's mentally challenged and... it's just ridiculous, you know. Is there any room for that?
No.
So, as it relates to the Headlock on Hunger, Jim Whitaker, a good buddy of ours, he sent me a message on Instagram, and he's like, "Yo, Juice, what up?" And I'm like, "What up, Jim? I'm about to." And he's like, "Is that thing still going on, the wrestling over there by Texas Roadhouse?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "No, not that I know of, because I talked to somebody, and I think they had stopped that promotion and went defunct for a little bit."
Yeah,
I think Cranberry Chris Reeder told me that. Shout out to Cranberry Chris Reeder. You gotta come on sometime, brother. Tell me how you feel.
He's like a crystal light.
Yeah. After you throw it up in the morning from drinking too much Budweiser and crystal light. But yeah, so I was like, no, I didn't think there was. Yeah. And I was driving to go pick up the Durs. Shout out to AZ Dub.
Demon boy.
Demon. No. What? No. Huh? Next. I was going to pick him up from football, and I passed up Texas Roadhouse, and sure enough, they had a fucking ring set up. And I'm like, damn. So I had to Google real quick and or Facebook, whatever they had. You know, I just Headlock on Hunger, and it was Tommy Dreamer and Nick Densmore.
Yep.
But they advertised him as Eugene. You know, I like, how, does he have to come in the Eugene character?
Well, I mean,
like, hey, everybody.
Most
that's
people
how it used to be.
Are going to know, though, like, who Nick Densmore is. Like, they're...
You know who I think he should be? I think he would be awesome as if he came back as Doink the Clown. You know, I mean, I think he could do it.
Or as
remember, because Doink, his character was all like, he was like, yeah, he was stupid as a clown, but he could, like, really wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or he could come back as Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Oh, man, that's too soon. Boo. Sretton, you put that shit in. Ghost of Sretton.
Okay.
I didn't even know it was happening this year. Obviously, my dad wasn't wrestling there this year, so...
Yeah. So, and that's usually... I think it's... Who was it? Was it Fire Pro Wrestling that was doing that?
In the 1 year it caught on fire.
Oh, it did. Yeah. Yeah, it did. After we left. Who was there that year?
I think that's the year they had Rhino, and I think Anders got involved in that match.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's on YouTube, or Facebook, one of the two. Yeah. Remember, there we were there one time. We took shots with Al Snow, your dad.
Abyss. Yeah.
It was good. Abyss didn't want
to
drink.
We had to, like, we had to talk him into
it. Yeah, it's like, come on,
he's
man.
He's like, oh, I really got to get going. And then my dad was like, hey, coming in? He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He smelled some steak. Yep. But, I remember telling him, man, you're a big man. All that body mass, you could take this little shot.
Yeah, because he was like, oh.
He had to drive.
I already drank, like, and he was drinking beers while he's talking to us, like, beer cans.
But if Andre can drink, like, 120, Abyss can drink, like, 15.
Yeah, some shots of Fireball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Straight down the gullet.
Yeah, that was the second time I met him. I met him in Hammond before when he had Hogan's Hall of Fame ring. I have a picture of him, like, with his fist towards the camera showing the ring.
He should have stole it and sold it.
Kiss the ring, bitch.
Did he say? Kiss it! Now look! Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Smack! Oh, Danny. Next. What were you? You were talking about saying you want to do some heels. To do with heels. Like
to
high heels?
To heel or not to heel. Wrestlers that... probably be have a better push if they were actually heels.
Like push as if they're pushing out a soft log or a hard log.
That is correct.
I think the fans would, they'd get over better with the fans. Like Roman Reigns, I think he would do better as a heel.
Well, I agree with that, but let me top you one. And I think we talked about this last episode briefly. If not, then there's no continuity. And where is my life in this universe? I think if they were going to do an NWO invasion, like, a new school one, you take John Cena, and for the first time, you turn him heel, dude. Because that, at this point, would be like, for this generation of fans, would be like
the Hogan
turn.
Right.
Because they're never going to realize how big that really was. Yeah. Those kids didn't grow up with Hogan, you know, and they know it now as a part of history. But, you know, even if you're not a fan, when that happened, you're like, what the fuck just
take him and
that'd be like if Jordan, when he was in the prime in the Bulls, like all of a sudden I was like, fuck, I'm going to Detroit.
Right.
You know, what that the would be fuck?
The worst heat ever. But like put him with Roman Reigns and you know, other people that are already over and it's just they need, you know, it's stale.
Yeah, but who else, you know, I mean, as far as that could be good as a heel,
Well, I got the idea because I saw that Kairi Sane did a new photo shoot and she had like a darker image. And I was thinking like, oh, is she going to be like a dark pirate?
A Lady Cervantes from Soul Calibur.
Right. Yeah. You know,
so. Your soul will protect you and it will love everything about you.
Yeah. Who are some other guys that you think might do better as some heels?
I mean, it's so weird now because everybody, at least in WWE, it's like so everybody's so anti-hero kind of like.
But see, I think
they're like a good mix of both.
Well,
but
Ziggler, he's
heel
now.
Fuck right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and it's
heel Ziggler. I think that's his handle on Twitter.
Yeah, and dude, I love his character.
Yeah,
he straightened his hair and everything, like going total glam.
Yeah, he's here. The world, come on, bang it up. I hate his theme song. It makes me want to fucking puke.
I like him though.
You're a big Dolph Ziggler guy, huh?
Yeah, I met him last year.
Really? Where was this at?
In Hammond.
Really?
Really? Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he was going inside, and I was there with my nephews, and he came right up to us, took a picture, and then went inside.
Wet inside of what? Wet inside of what? Wet inside of what? Tucker, wet inside of what? For all of you that aren't aware, I'm a trapeze artist, trapeze rap artist.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm really fit with my rap on the trapezius trapples. It's more like drippings and trimmings. Yeah. So getting back on the focus here, anybody else you can think of that would be good as a heel? That would have like an actual impact, you know? Not just like, say, to help their careers, but like just an impact on like...
Well,
it'd probably just be those two guys, Reigns and
Cena. Well, no, how you said with the revival of like the NWO type thing, you know, obviously you're going to have at least three guys. I say put Kevin Owens in there.
Yeah.
Maybe even a Braun Strowman, like as their muscle.
Yeah, but those are guys who I could already see as a heel, you know?
Right, but they're not. And I think that they could do way better as heels.
Yeah, high heels maybe. Do you think RVD was ever a high heel?
I don't think he's ever a heel, period.
It's not a rhetorical question. RVD 420, I got time to burn.
I miss Brickhouse Brown.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about Brickhouse Brown on with Joe Riley, host of Musically Meditated podcast on the Green Door Network. You can check it out. It's very sensual and entertaining, and you can discover a lot of music. We need to get more samples going. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. I said Jim the Anvil. Anvil Neidhart. Do you miss him already? I do. I do.
I'll tell you somebody I don't miss. That's Baron Corbin.
Constable Corbin.
Yeah.
What happened? Everybody wanted him to shave his head, and he did. And now he's just like even worse to look at.
Yeah, it's just. Geez,
he's no Joey Ryan.
Guy. Like he's.
Oh, speaking of Joey Ryan. This Sunday, live on Twitch, and this is what's cool with Impact. They're doing a lot of cross-promotional shit with different independent organizations on Twitch. They're going to be with Next Gen Tennessee. They present the Uncivil War at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be Joey Ryan versus Eli Drake. I'm actually pretty pumped to see that. I'm always pumped to see Joey back in Impact. The King of Dong style. Ain't nothing soft about him. Speaking of soft, what were you telling me earlier about fucking Ren and Stimpy looking motherfucker Enzo Amore?
Oh, he says that he'll never wrestle again.
Yeah, but no one...
Nobody wants you.
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it.
Yeah, he's S-A-W-F-T.
Oh, man.
Well, apparently the reason Big Cass got let go
he confronted
Carmella trying to get her back, and he like grabbed her by the arm when she was trying to walk away, and other wrestlers stepped in. And
yeah, you can't do that, dude. You can't do that.
Well, he was already hated for being a huge Trump supporter, and so like the locker room.
Oh, he got that Trump pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. If you're in a I don't know why that would really be bad, because what fucking Linda McMahon's on the small business. Yeah, they're like Trump's in the Hall of Fame.
They're not getting any money from that though.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
everybody's got a gripe. We all fucking hate
leaders. When you don't have Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame, but you have Donald Trump, that tells you how much that Hall of Fame
means. We also got Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, they'll probably put Kim Kardashian in next year.
So will I. So, JR, you've been gone for a while now.
Yes.
And what have you been watching wrestling-wise? What have you been keeping up with? You know a little bit of stuff about the WWE that's going on. You know, we don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We were entertainment.
Yeah, I've been watching some New Japan.
New Japan.
Classic matches from the 90s.
You gotta love them 90s.
Reminiscing, you know.
Yeah.
And killing people.
He means in WWE 2K18.
No, I mean I kill them with my thought.
Yeah, he does. You're like Professor Death Xavier.
Hogan.
Nope. He thinks we got Papa Shango over here, Papa Butchko.
Biggie Smalls.
He's already dead. We got to try to resurrect
him. If I say Hogan's name three times in a mirror, he'll die.
No, he'll just turn black and forever be punished.
Will they take him out of the Hall of Fame then?
No, because he'll be shamed.
He'll be like, I could say that.
Yeah, he'll start hating on white people then. Because he's a hater.
And then he'll turn his beard like white instead of black.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was bad.
Did you ever see that old Instagram picture? Maybe it was on Facebook. The Black Hogan. The black dude walking across through the groceries, dude.
Yeah, he looked just like him. Bill Cosby, too, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Theo, you want a pudding? Bah, bah. Oh, Rudy.
Want a drink?
Yeah, Rudy, want a drink? Some of this Yingling Oktoberfest on your chest. Wear your season's best. Stone Cold vest.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Stone Cold, Steelers started training camp. And
was Stone Cold there?
No. But one of the defensive linemen, Vince Williams, he he had a custom Steelers like Stone Cold vest made,
right?
As he, because the Steelers always like see who can outdo each other on like who rides into the beginning of training camp like in a helicopter or whatever, and
who's richer than fuck.
Yeah,
I'm richer than
he
fuck.
Showed up with some blue jean shorts on and like a Stone Cold vest and just like walked in all pissed off.
Yeah, I did see that video. That was on Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
Butch Manley's a big Instagrammer.
Yeah, I don't like the Twitter. I don't tweet.
Well, you know, you don't
tweet. Not a buddy.
That's why you can tweet us at JP Dub Podcast. Money, money, money. Oh.
So in total this year, I'll give a quick rundown of all the professional wrestlers who have died in 2018.
Yeah, this is, you know, for Butch Manley's bringing back the morbid curiosity of the JP Dub Podcast, as well as Death Talk.
Quick rundown. Big Bully Busick. Brian Christopher Lawler. Brickhouse Brown. Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, that sucks.
Jim the Anvil Neihard.
Fuck.
Johnny Valiant.
Why?
Masa Saito.
Damn it.
Matt Capitelli.
What?
Nikolai Volkov.
What?
Paul Jones.
Man.
Rockin' Rebel.
What?
And Big Van Vader.
No!
What about Brian Christopher? Did you say him?
Yeah.
Did you say him again? I just missed it.
But Jerry Lawler. Tell me that Paul Jones doesn't look like El Chapo.
Paul Jones is El Chapo.
El you can stop Chapo! Looking for him now. He did.
Yeah.
Hey, Skink. Skink right there. Skink did.
Skink did. Smoke the Robius. Hey, I'm Tony. Tony Gonzalez.
With the vermiculite.
I want some vermiculite. No one knows what we're talking about, but I love it. So anyway, we got to get a little more focused right now because, you know.
When the threat's away, the boys.
Yeah, the juice in the bush will play and fuck shit up.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Yeah, sweating beer in LaCroix. Actually, I've only had one beer, and I'm only drinking one LaCroix, so touche.
He's in rehab.
He's in law.
He's about to get them PEDs.
Oh, man, no PEDs, JR. I don't think your PEDs were working, or maybe you've been off of too long.
I was in the jungle, man. I haven't shaved in a month and a half.
You haven't. You're sporting that beard. It's starting to look more and more like Al Snow.
Yeah.
Your padre.
I think he disowned me, though.
I think so, too. He hasn't been around much.
Yeah, and he doesn't reply to my messages anymore. Yeah.
He's not all about the headlock on hunger anymore.
I mean, he got all the photo ops I could pay for, so...
Yeah, that he did.
Yeah, isn't that shitty, Dad?
Dad,
pay for a picture with you.
He's so shitty.
Yeah, whatever.
What can you do? He's Al Snow. You lost in the tournament with him, remember?
Yeah.
The JP Dub tournament? Let's kind of backtrack to that. Your experience in the tournament. First, it was the controller. It was the tail of one controller that didn't work.
We're not going to talk about that.
I made your son cry. I was the ultimate heel.
Yeah, and he's looking for you.
So. Oh, shit. Yeah. Why, man, don't tell him.
He's got nunchucks.
He probably does. He whooped my ass. Yeah. That's fucked up. You got to send your boy after me.
Hey, you know, he's got to learn to handle my light load.
I can handle what?
The light work.
Light loads.
Yeah, that was
light loads. Light loads don't lie.
Shout out to Tony Butchko.
Tony Butchko. He's been listening to the podcast,
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah.
That's good. I hope he enjoys this episode. You know, we're just kind of free balling it on us. You know, we'll give you a little bit of the news, a little bit of the events, a little bit of the tribute for Jim the Anvil Neihard. Now we're just fucking letting it hang.
And you're welcome in the studio anytime as long as you bring lumpia.
Yeah, whatever that means, don't bring
it's
it.
It's the most delicious food ever.
Oh, what is a lumpia?
It's like a Filipino egg roll.
Oh, okay.
So good.
I'll try it. Yeah, bring some lumpias. And come talk about, you know, Randy
Savage
or
Randy Orton
or
Ric Flair.
Woo! sporting this sweet ass Ric Flair t-shirt tonight.
That's nice. Where'd you get that?
It is. You know what? I saw this shirt in the mall for like 20 something bucks, and then I just went to Meijer and got it for $8. And it's the same.
I say on his website, shirt. I think it's like 35.
Yeah. Sorry, Rick. I still support you, but you know, we ain't all balling 2-time Hall of Famers like you. One day it will be. So watch out. You know, I'll put your fucking bones in a figure four.
Ouch. Woo.
Yeah. If he gets cremated, check it out. If in the ghetto, like if like your boy gets cremated or something like that, and you're introducing him to somewhere, like, yo, this is my brother, Ashtray. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that was
moving on.
I'm sure you're not on PED.
I'm on performance enhancing drugs. Dick Butchko presents, bringing it back. The Red Room Diaries, the Green Room Diaries.
There you go.
At the Green Door Network. Yeah. It's Do you like it? You like being back?
It's been updated since I was in here last.
Yeah. There's a little bit more updating to come.
Update. Don't talk shit about Toro.
I mean, I was hoping to see Sretton.
You know, Sretton's gone, man. He's gone for today.
I got beef with him.
You need to throw that out the door.
He got a roast beef. Soup.
He can't handle your soup?
You know, no soup for him.
He gets no soup. Mm-hmm. Sretton, you've been denied.
I hope you hear that because you're sick an awful lot and you probably need some soup.
I think he's gonna totally hear it when he edits all of this out. Sretton and Big Ed, you know what we're missing? That's where it's at. We're missing the Serbian connection, man.
Maybe they're somewhere holding hands.
Yeah.
Like boyfriend and boyfriend.
They're all like hating on those white boys, white boys, white boys, white boys. Remember that song, that Snoop Dogg song from that shitty movie? Yeah. It wasn't shitty. It was just the guy, and it was really shitty.
It was about
Q Ball or Q Dog or something.
Yeah.
He drove to Iowa to get some coke or something like that. It's like I sound like Jim Duggan in the Iron Sheik back in the day.
Oh. I go through the customs, and you hold my drugs.
It's fucking cocaine. Man, yeah. Imagine how crazy it'd be to fucking hang with the Sheik. Though. Yeah, he was, but he gets like, fucked up.
Then no fuck with them.
Yeah, when he fucked with Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern on YouTube, Jesus, you know, let's say things we don't prefer to say on this show, but it's ridiculous. And then, like, they get in this huge fight, and then, like, 5 minutes later, they're, like, hugging. He's like, I love your Beetlejuice. What the fuck is the matter with the Sheik?
Yeah, he's bipolar, man.
He's one of a kind. Yeah. You know, if I was the Iron Sheik, I'd be bipolar. He's probably really sad about Nikolai.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they were good friends.
Yeah.
From what I hear, he was like the nicest guy ever.
And that's why, you know, they had to balance their tag team out because the Sheik wasn't nice. The Sheik was shitty. The Iron Sheet.
Until he became Adnan.
Oh, General Adnan?
Yeah.
Was that him or Colonel Mustafa?
Colonel Mustafa.
You know what? I hated that. I'm glad you brought that up.
You gotta give him a different name.
Yeah, that's the fucking Iron Sheik. Like, how you gonna do that? That's the fucking Sheik.
He's still dressed exactly the same.
That's what the fuck is saying. The fucking boots, that fucking put on towards my dick, the curl. The fucking Sheik. You know? Why'd they do that?
Yeah.
Shame on you, WWE. You bastards.
You bastards.
Outlaw. Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. What if he was teaming up with The Undertaker?
Sergeant Slaughter.
And they were the American Badasses.
Mm-hmm. And then they were managed by Kip James.
Cute Kip from TNA.
I'm an ass man.
Yeah. You obviously listened to last week's episode, didn't you? So many asses.
So many asses. So little time.
Hell yeah. You can check that out in the archives on any podcast platform. Yeah. Sign up, subscribe, like. Shout out to everybody who's been listening, and we're getting a lot more new subscribers and people liking, and that's fucking awesome. But we need to get more of you guys interacting now. So if you're listening and you got some shit to say or you want to comment on what we're talking about, just drop us a line anytime. We're on Instagram at Juice Pro Wrestling. We're on Twitter at JPDubPodcast. You can email us, JPDubPodcast@gmail.com, and you can fucking call us. At Jared's looking at me like, how the fuck should I know?
I don't know the number. What's the number? Don't call.
Yeah, no, call us at 872-267-4199. Once again, that's
872-267-4199.
Maybe on one of these social media platforms, we can get a poll going on how many people want me to think about Hulk Hogan.
And there's no better place to do that than on Facebook when you sign up to be part of the JP Woo group. What's the JP Woo, you ask? Well, the JP Woo is the Juice Pro Wrestling Universe, and it's where you can all get together. You can all interact. You can put yourselves in digital headlocks. You can fucking enter different domains. You can let yourself run fucking wild. Isn't that right, Butch Manley? He's part of the JP Woo. He should know. The JP Woo.
That is correct.
There he goes. Yeah, and on Facebook, you can follow us at Juice Pro Wrestling. Get a hold of us, guys. We want to hear from you. We love you. You guys are all so sexy, and you're all so smart. And we just want to hear what you have to say.
And if you have any ideas for topics for future shows, feel free to comment.
Yeah, that's right. Email us. You know, comment. Slip in, or how do the kids say it now? Slip or slide into our DMs.
Yeah, slide
it. Is it slide? I always fuck that up. You know, RVD420. I got time to burn. Yeah, you know. But yeah, good show. Good vibes today. Good to have Butch Manley back in the mix.
Good to be back.
You know, those pets will kill you. So I'm just warning you.
I just kids wanted out there. To do it for the JP. Woo.
You just want, yeah, the JP. Woo, 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 woo. The JP. Woo. As I sport this fine Ric Flair t-shirt. Thank you, Meyer, in Portage, Indiana. I don't know why I'm shouting out Meyer. They just had a cheap shirt that I like.
Very nice.
Very nice. Since I'm throwing shout-outs out, I'd like to shout out to Sretton for not being here tonight, and Big Ed the Assassin for not being here tonight.
Continuing to dodge me.
Dodge the fucking Butch Manley.
That's right. They heard I'm the Grim Reaper of wrestling.
Yes. Don't think about anybody we like. Don't think about Scott Hall. Hey, yo.
Think about Baron Corbin.
Nobody thinks about him. So you don't have to. You should think about all those guys, and then maybe they'll at least get fired.
Maybe they're like, we don't want them to car ride with Hulk Hogan and
Jesus Christ. All right. For Butch Manley, this is Juice the Anvil Neidhart saying, "Wad I'm up, wad I'm up, wad I'm up, wad I'm up." You gonna do sex to me?